I want to share with you some reportage. This is an article by Kevin Jones about a California bill that threatens Catholic health care, hospitals, clinics, such like that, by demanding of Catholic hospitals further moral compromises. So I'm just going to share this with you as it stands so you can get a clear picture of what just how crazy things are getting. A bill threatens to ban the University of California health systems from partnering with institutions that follow Catholic ethics, prompting concern ideological motives on abortion and LGBT issues will damage longtime partnerships and limited medical care access. An organization of Catholic hospitals has defended its efforts to adhere to Catholic ethics, but also defend the partnership on the ground that they or their network hospitals provide some procedures related to gender transitioning and have won recognition from major LGBT groups. Edward Dolesci, interim executive director of the California Catholic Conference, he said, currently there are many, many, many contracts with the University of California and Catholic healthcare, primarily because we provide services in a variety of underserved communities, and the University of California wants access to those communities and wants to train their physicians in those communities. Dolesci said Catholic institutions are proud to partner with the university system. But, he says, as always, if you're working at one of our facilities, we follow the, referring to the Catholic Church's, ethical and religious directives. We do not allow abortions. We do not do elective sterilizations. We do not get involved with transgender surgeries, etc., in those healthcare facilities. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, ethical and religious directives, last revised in 2018, aim to ensure ethical treatment at Catholic hospitals. However, as you might imagine, the state of California doesn't like that. Prospective state legislation called the Equitable and Inclusive University of California Healthcare Act would require the University of California system to renegotiate agreements with Catholic hospitals. The hospitals then would be forced to allow its staff to provide all care they deem medically necessary or to end its links to the state university medical system. The proposal is numbered Senate Bill 379. It's under consideration right now in the California Senate. A spokesman for the bill, and this is sponsor Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat of San Francisco, told LGBT California publication LGBT California publication that partnering with institutions like the Catholic Church violates California standards. He says it's unacceptable to subject patients to discriminatory and harmful restrictions on the types of care they can receive, including reproductive and LGBTQ inclusive care. California law, he says, recognizes reproductive health care, including abortion, as basic health care. California state law restricts public health care entities from preferring one pregnancy outcome over another. A pregnancy outcome. A pregnancy outcome typically is where the baby is born, and mom and dad are happy, and the baby goes home with them. Sometimes it doesn't work out happily that way, but what he's referring to is the other kind of pregnancy outcome, of course, which is abortion. And they got to have their abortion, don't they? Because they're all about that. They got to have it. He says, blah, 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 blah. Despite existing law, people in California are still being denied these very critical healthcare services. Co-sponsors, the article points out, of the legislation include the ACLU of California, NARAL, Pro-Choice California, and Equality California. Don't you love all the euphemisms? Equality California, except for Catholics, they're not equal. They're not allowed to follow their beliefs. They have to follow our beliefs. And if they don't follow our beliefs, because, you know, we're all about equality, except for them, they don't get the equality. And if they don't toe the line, we are going to smash them. That's what this is all about. Dolesci, back to the California conference, says the controversy is, quote, primarily ideological. Passage of the bill would end up limiting medical access for many Californians, particularly the poor and the struggling. It would also limit physicians' abilities to practice or train. He says, that's always the challenge here. Do you want to provide services and resources in a quality way for all people of California, or do you want to expand an ideology? Well, we know the answer to that question, don't we? That it's clear The answer to that question is they want to expand their ideology.
If you disobey the rules, you get cut off.
Yeah, that's what exactly what this is amounting to. Let's see. He says the Catholic healthcare systems are probably one of the larger providers of medical services in California. It's going to be interesting to see, he says, how this moves forward. And the legislators are trying to require us to allow physicians to do whatever they wish to do within our facilities. In February, in Senator Wiener's office, the university systems agreements said explicitly they prevent the University of California doctors and students from providing reproductive and LGBTQ inclusive care, including contraception, sterilization, abortion, gender-affirming care, urgent care, such as treatment for miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy. In a May 3rd letter to Senator Anthony Portantino, chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, the Alliance of Catholic Healthcare made its case against the bill. Critics of Catholic healthcare have made allegations with numerous inaccuracies, the Alliance letter said. It stressed that Catholic hospital services are, quote, provided to all without discrimination. Now, let's pause there for a second, because this is an important distinction. It's an important nuance, I think. What the Catholic Healthcare Alliance is saying is all of everything that we offer is available to everyone. There is nothing that we offer that is off limits to any group of people. That's different from what the state of California wants, which is you've got to do every possible thing that we want you to do, lopping off parts of people's bodies in gender reassignment surgery, so-called, or abortions or sterilizations, etc. So the Catholic Church healthcare system is saying, look, we've got a wide array of important medical services that we provide that serve everybody. There's nobody who's left behind. Let us just do that. Let us do what medicine typically did prior to, you know, 1973 or thereabouts, when it wasn't the case that you were seeing this wholesale move in the direction of gender reassignment surgeries and sterilizations. Yes, there were abortions. There were abortions, and the so-called back alley abortions did not take place in alleys. They were in clandestine medical clinics and doctors' offices with the blinds drawn. So in any case, it's not as though abortion started in 1973. We just know that that's when the Supreme Court legalized it at a national level, or that's the net effect of it. But my point is the Catholic healthcare system in California is saying, you know what, for as long as there's been medicine, we've been seeking to help people, cure them of their illnesses, provide them with the medical care that they need. And why can't we keep doing that? I mean, we've been doing just fine with that. And if somebody wants some procedure that we don't happen to offer, well, go across the street and get it there. If you go into a grocery store and they don't have the brand of coffee or diapers or breakfast cereal that you want, do you make a big scene and demand that the store carry what you want? It might be something very obscure and difficult to get. Do you make a big scene and require and demand that store do, or do you just go across the street and buy it over there? And the state of California is saying this is discriminatory. It's not discriminatory. The Catholic healthcare system is not discriminating against anybody because it offers what it offers to everybody. And there are some things it doesn't offer. If you go to Jiffy Lube and they won't install your car stereo system for you, should you get outraged and get the state government involved and make sure that Jiffy Lube, from now on, they have to install stereos because some guy wants to have a stereo installed while he's getting his oil changed? That's what this amounts to. Except it's much worse than getting your oil changed. Catholic hospitals, the letter from the Alliance of Catholic Healthcare Professional says, Catholic hospitals agree to uphold Catholic values, and therefore we do not provide elective abortion or procedures for the primary purpose of sterilization, such as tubal ligations, as well as hysterectomies when no pathology is present. So if there's a reason to perform a hysterectomy, sure, we'll perform a hysterectomy. But if you are doing this for the purpose of self-sterilizing, and you know that we don't believe that that's moral, that's something that we wouldn't do. And there are places where they don't have a problem with that, and the patient can go there and have it done. I added that part. Catholic hospitals do not limit, they say, availability of emergency or medically necessary pregnancy care. This is self-evident. It's important that people hear this, but it's self-evident. The Alliance said Catholic hospitals, quote, provide the standard of care for women with pregnancy complications, miscarriages, and ectopic pregnancies. They always provide urgent and emergent care to the mother, even if it results in the unforeseen but unintended death of the fetus. Our healthcare facilities provide compassionate and comprehensive care to victims of sexual assault, including the provision of emergency contraception, the Alliance said. More than 10 Catholic-affiliated facilities are designated as the Comprehensive Rape Treatment Center or the Sexual Assault Response Teams. The Alliance health systems include...
Patrick, yes, sir. What's emergency contraception again?
That is commonly called the morning after pill.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. You know, so it would be the kind of the classic scenario would be a woman is raped and that would be administered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to refrain from getting into the ethics of that for
yes.
the moment.
Okay. But
yeah. The Alliance healthcare systems include 51 acute care hospitals, nearly 15% of all hospitals, and 16% of hospital beds in California. Affiliations with the University of California healthcare system are, quote, essential to ensuring and expanding access to quality healthcare services across our state, especially for underserved communities. This is the Catholic Alliance speaking here. In some parts of California, University of California healthcare is reliant on its Catholic partners. The Alliance said its health systems played an important role in the response to the COVID-19 pandemic, providing scarce frontline medical bed capacity, PPE, testing, and vaccine resources. Little over a year ago, I would not have known what PPE was, Cyrus. I remember even when I first started hearing it, what is that? Now I know. Everybody knows now. So, I mean, it continues for a few more pages, but the main thing is California, once again, is trying to and probably will succeed in crushing people who don't believe in their ideologies. Think Little Sisters of the Poor. And that is a federal government issue. But that's what this amounts to. It's saying, you know what? Let's change this up a little bit. I'm trying to think of an analogy that's consistent. And that particular one that I was thinking of wouldn't be a consistent analogy. But if we simply take the circumstances and say that the California healthcare systems provide a pretty good sized chunk of the health care that's given to people, that's provided to people on a daily basis. It seems as though if Senator Wiener has his way, that, you know, that won't really matter. And the poor people and the indigent people and the drug addicts and the unwed mothers and the, as they say, the underserved communities, you know, it really, what matters more is that we get our way. That matters more to the people who are making these rules than the people who are going to have to go without these kinds of medical procedures and services. You know what? Collateral damage. And those poor communities, the people who really need the help, and we can't help them because we don't have the infrastructure set up there. I'm speaking in the voice of the state of California right now. But, you know, those Catholics, they've been doing this for a long time. They do it really well. And they cover a lot of areas that we just don't have the ability to cover. And they're serving these people day in and day out. And everybody's happy and everything's great. But we have a new ideology. And that new ideology is more important than the people who really need help, the people on the streets who really need help. Our ideology and forcing people to conform to that ideology, when you get right down to it, that's more important than the people who need medical help. That's what this amounts to. And if they're successful, and I would not be surprised, I hate to say it, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be saddened and horrified, but I wouldn't be surprised if the state of California gets its way. But if it does, just think that the people who need this help on a daily basis, their needs, their security, their well-being will be sacrificed on the altar of this ideology that tramples and bulldozes everything in its way, including Catholic healthcare services. And if you don't toe the line, we're done with you. And what do you think would happen? Many of them would go under. Well, there's that. Hey, how's that for a nice, cheerful story. Mr. Wet Blanket, I know. But don't worry, I've got some good stuff and happy stuff for you as well, including your phone calls right after this.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.